serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
Don't think just because you come into a building with a cross on front, you're closer to Christ.
Dr. Tony Evans says coming to church is no substitute for coming to the Lord for forgiveness.
When you discover the cross, it is the epitome of how God feels about sin.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The cross isn't just the symbol of Christianity, it's the very heart of Christianity. And today, Dr. Evans helps us understand why. Let's join him.
Paul, in writing the book of Galatians, wants to remind those who are his audience about the centrality of the cross. It says in chapter 6, verse 11, as he prepares to close the book, "See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand." As I close the book, Paul says, I want to write this thing big, large, because I don't want you to miss this. This is a transcendent truth that summarizes everything. The cross. In fact, his statement in verse 14 would be the key. "But may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul has been saved for some time, and yet he's saying, "I'm still bragging on the cross." He did not let the historical reality of the cross get lost in his mind, his thoughts, his function, his teaching, or his training. I want to return us back to the cross. Now, what caused him to even talk about this was something that was happening in the church of Galatia, Galatia Bible Fellowship. There was something taking place there that made him have to make a big deal about the cross. What was getting in the way of the Christians in Galatia from experiencing the fullness of Jesus Christ reality in their Christian living and Christian experience, what was keeping them from realizing all that they had in their salvation was religion. Religion had gotten in the way of the cross. Whenever religious activity, however sincere, trumps relationship, Christ no longer is experienced by the Christian. One of the great dangers in a church like it was in the church of Galatia was that religion would replace an intimate relationship with the Savior. But what I want to do through our understanding of the cross is set you free to be a Christian. Am I saying church is not important and obeying God's rules are not important? Not at all. And if you follow me, you will understand. But the motivation for doing it is different. When a wife does A, B, C, and D things in the home because she is under pressure or under threatening by her husband, "If you don't do this, the results will be this, that, and the other," that's one thing. If she does those very same things because she loves her family and loves her mate, it could be the same thing, but it's a different motivation. One is a motivation out of fear. The other is a motivation out of love. It may be the same activity. It's not that God doesn't want you worshiping with his people. It's not that God doesn't want you involved in ministry. It's not that God doesn't want you following him. He wants it motivated out of relationship, not out of religious duty. He wants it motivated differently. God doesn't want you serving him. The Bible says serve the Lord with gladness. Don't just want you serving him because you're supposed to. He wants you to be glad about it. Serving him because you want to. Because it's predicated on relationship, not on religious duty. And that's a freeing concept. Somebody ought to feel free right now. I'm still in my introduction. You ought to feel free. He says in verse 14, may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. He says, I'm going to only boast in the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ is what I'm going to brag about. I'm not going to glory about what I'm doing, how great I am, how educated I've been. He says, if you want to know what defines me, Paul says, it is the cross of Christ. Now I know some of you are wearing crosses. Got cross necklaces. Got crosses dangling from the rearview mirror of your car. That's a sanitized cross. It's part of this series. I want you to revisit the cross. Cross is not the sanitized thing you wear. That's jewelry. Nothing wrong with jewelry. Just call it what it is. Don't think because you bought a cross, somehow you're closer to Christ. Don't think just because you come into a building with a cross on front, you're closer to Christ. Because as we will discover, when Paul talked about the cross of Christ, he's talking about the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Here's what you're going to discover as we go through this series about the cross. When you discover the cross, it is the epitome of how God feels about sin. He says, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. In other words, I looked at the world as if it were on the cross, and the world looks at me as though I was on the cross. The word world in the Greek, cosmos, was used of a system, an organized system or arrangement designed to promote a specific emphasis or philosophy. For example, we talk about the world of sports. When we talk about the world of sports, we're not talking about a location. We're talking about a focus. The world of sports means the focus is athletics. We talk about the world of finance. We're not talking about a place. We're talking about a focus, a system that revolves around money. We talk about the world of politics. We're not talking about a place. We're talking about a system, an organized philosophical worldview that focuses on matters of government. That's the concept of the word world. When Paul says, I was crucified with the world, he is saying that this world system that wants to leave God out, that's what the Bible means by world or worldliness. Worldliness has to do with God being independent or God not being included in the system. He says, I was crucified to the exclusion of God. I was crucified to an endless system that tried to make me acceptable to God independently of God. The world doesn't mind religion. The world will tolerate religion. It will not tolerate the cross of Christ. That's a whole different ballgame. Because the moment you introduce Jesus Christ to the equation, you've become too specific. Now, see, with God, you can stay generic and vague. Once you introduce Jesus Christ, you've got narrow and specific. It's safe to talk about God. You can get into some issues bringing up Christ. He says, I have been crucified to the world. That is, this system that excludes God is no longer the way that I live my life. Now, what makes the cross is who was on it. He says, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The key to the cross is not the two sticks, vertical and horizontal. It's who was on it. The cross is only the cross because of who died there. It is the person of what he says, the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll come to understand that better. What did Christ die for? Notice in chapter 1 of Galatians, verses 3 and 4. Grace to you and peace from our God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age. Guess what? Jesus died on the cross to deliver us from the world, to forgive our sins, but also to deliver us from this present world. In other words, to not let this system determine who we are and what we do and how we do it. This system has been set up, even though it may use the name God in invocations and benedictions. The system has been set up to exclude God. He says, the reason that the cross is central to me is that it is now the defining point of my life. It is my point of reference. As long as the cross is your point of reference, you draw near to Christ. When the cross is no longer your point of reference and religion has replaced Christ, you draw far from Christ. In fact, the more religious you become, the further from Christ you go.
So what happens when we let our point of reference wander? Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to let us know. Stay with us.
This November, join Dr. Tony Evans on an inspiring cruise along the Mexican Riviera. Immerse yourself in his sermons, connect with fellow followers of Christ, and experience the serenity of life at sea. Embark on lively excursions along the coast of Mexico and enjoy a blend of spiritual development and cultural exploration. Visit TonyEvans.org and book your voyage from November 9th through the 16th. Enjoy and explore.
On this coming Easter Sunday, many will see the cross displayed more prominently than usual, perhaps adorned with a purple sash or some Easter lilies. But Dr. Evans says we need to see the cross as much more, not just at Easter time, but all the time. In his book, The Power of the Cross, he explains the cross is so important that the entire Christian faith would fall apart without it, and why it makes the difference between a vibrant, victorious, living faith and a dead, empty religion. Right now, we're bundling this book along with all 14 messages from Dr. Evans' two-volume teaching series, Returning to the Cross, and making them all available as our gift to you, and thanks for your donation to help support our outreach here on this station and others like it around the globe. Just visit TonyEvans.org to get the details, or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our friendly team members help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222 or online at TonyEvans.org. Well, let's get back to Dr. Evans now with the second part of his message on the centrality of the cross.
See, we live in a world today where the world system is defining us. We get our cues from the system. The system tells us who we are, how we ought to talk, how we ought to walk, how we ought to act, without it being analyzed through the cross. If you have children today and they become teenagers and they bring stuff home that is unacceptable to you, and then they always have a line, they always have a line, my friends. And what do you say? Something like, yeah, but you live here. I'm your mother. They're not your mother. I'm your father. They're not your father. And if they bring their friends up too much, they're going to tick you off. Why? Because that means their friends are defining them. Their peer group is defining them. Their posse is defining them. They're being defined by a system antithetical to the place where they live. He says, God is saying, you live at the cross. That's where you live. Don't let this system out there define you. When that system comes up with something, check it out with the cross. Now, maybe the cross will say it's okay. Yeah, that part of the system you can deal with. But check it out with the cross, because that means you never leave the cross. Because once the child chooses their peer group and walks away from the house, they lose some of the benefits of being home. Once you leave the cross, you lose the benefits of being home. And let me tell you something about the world. It's like you go out and swim. You put your head under the water. Don't stay there too long, because those fish aren't going to help you. Those fish aren't going to help you. You know why? Because that's not where you belong. You weren't made for that. Now, a bunch of realities were made for that. Fish were made for that. You weren't. There's only one way you can go there and stay there, and that's if you got a tank on your back. Because that tank is filled with oxygen, and oxygen comes from the world that you live in. So in order for you to make it in their world, you must bring your world with you. In order to make it in the world of the water, you must bring your world with you. Because if you start sucking in their world will kill you. And you can't call on them while you choking to help you, because them fish don't care about you. Until you die, now they care about you, because they gonna eat a brother up. In fact, the deeper you go into it, the deeper you go into corporate America, the deeper you go into the athletic world, the deeper you go into it, the more dangerous it becomes. When you go deeper into the water, when you go into the ocean or into the sea, you begin to feel it. Why? Because the deeper you go, the more pressure you feel. And if you go deep enough, the water will collapse you like a tin can, and all of your innards will come out, because the deeper you go, the more pressure you're going to feel. So you know what divers do? They get into pressurized capsules where the pressure on the inside is greater than the pressure on the outside, so that when the water is trying to squeeze them in, there is so much pressure on the inside that it repels the pressure on the outside. I'm not saying don't go to the top. I'm just saying make sure on your way up there that you got the inside right, so the outside doesn't crush you. That means you have to carry the cross with you. Why are we not making it in the world? Because we leave it all in church at the benediction. Many of us are like submarines. We come up to the surface on Sunday. He says, no, I am crucified to the world. I carry the cross with me. That is my point of reference. Christ and him crucified. Verse 15. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. He says, religious titles don't mean anything. External paraphernalia, circumcision was external. External activity doesn't mean anything in and of itself. He says neither identification marks, that doesn't mean anything. You know, whether you wear a suit or a collar or a shirt doesn't mean anything. All that's extra stuff, not essence stuff. We get all bent out over extra stuff. Nothing wrong with extra. It just doesn't carry the meaning we give to it. It doesn't carry the meaning we give to it. It doesn't carry the clout we give to it. He says, I'll tell you what carries clout. He says, the new creation. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, the new birth, your new relationship, the new creation, your new life in Christ. For Paul, the cross and his new relationship with God through Christ was the key to victory. Your victory is tied to whether you carry the cross with you. But we're not talking about the jewelry. We're talking about the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Verse 16, in closing. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. He says, if I can get you to think and function like this, walk by this rule. In the Bible, walk means operate by this way. That this is your frame of thinking and frame of moving. The cross is your framework now. It's your point of reference for your life. Walking is your course of life. If I can get you to operate this way, then you will experience the benefits of God. The peace and the mercy of God, he says. Why does God seem so far away? Why does he feel more like Pluto than Mercury? Because we don't operate by this rule. Walk by this rule. We do not use the cross as our point of reference. We are satisfied with religion. And while we're having all this religious activity, we're being severed from Christ and we have fallen from grace. Let me tell you what falling from grace means. Falling from grace. Grace is your provision. The two concepts can be understood by the term electricity. Electricity is the flow of power that makes everything else work in your house. Virtually everything in your house works because of electricity. Your appliances work because of the electricity. Your lights work because of the electricity. Your heat, your air conditioning, all that stuff that you benefit from works because of electricity. If you are severed from electricity, the flow of the power stops, even though you still own the appliances. When you are fallen from grace, that means the flow that God wants to flow in your life is not flowing because you've been unplugged from Christ. He says, but those who operate by this rule, stuff that was dark gets lit up. Stuff that was powerless becomes powerful because now we've replugged in and now the flow has reoccurred. And then you'll know God is at work. In you, with you, through you, to you, and for you.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the true source of our salvation in a message called The Centrality of the Cross. Now, if you'd like to hear the full-length version of this lesson, including portions we didn't have time to bring you on the air, you can get it on CD or downloadable MP3 as a part of Tony's current two-volume teaching series, Returning to the Cross. 14 studies focusing on the most important concept of the Christian faith. Make your request today at tonyevans.org. And remember that in return for your contribution to the ministry, we'll send you not only all 14 messages in this collection, but also the companion book I mentioned earlier, The Power of the Cross. This is a limited time offer, so I encourage you to take advantage of it while it's fresh on your mind. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. With enough discipline and commitment, most debts can be paid off eventually, but not the most important one of all. And that's the one Dr. Evans will talk about next time. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.
Beginnings Funeral Home in Pembroke Pines alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Together, we can win this war against veteran suicide. Join the effort to encourage our veterans by reminding them there is hope. If you are a veteran in crisis or you know a veteran battling an enemy within, please call for help or emergency services. That message of support is from New Beginnings Funeral Home in Pembroke Pines, where they are reminding our brave veterans, you are not alone.